This is Arts Eclectic, spotlighting arts in Austin. I'm Michael Lee.
It was more of a culture of crooks rather than an organized gang, but what came out of it was the Dixie Mafia.
1960s Austin Gangsters is the new book from Jesse Sublett. It's the true story of the Timmy Overton Gang and their criminal associates. Sublett stumbled across this largely forgotten chapter of Austin history while researching a previous book.
For me, it was a surprise, and I felt weird being caught off guard by it because I do like to think of myself as a history buff and a person who knows the noir side, but I didn't know about it. And so the thing I was looking for was like, you know, Austin is this cool place now, the shining hip spot in the country, but in the 60s, it wasn't. It was just starting to get its groove on. So in the early 60s through the late 60s, they were very active. They were the crime scene here in Austin, and they had connections, low people in high places and vice versa. These guys, Timmy and his pals, were always trying to take everything over. That was one of his sayings. He was saying, I'm taking over this town. You know, they channeled Al Capone. They were never nearly as successful, but he was their hero. It was neatly contained within the 60s. Most of the primary guys were guys who graduated from high school or dropped out in the late 50s. So they were just before the baby boomer generation. There were several guys I thought were dead and would be talking to people who knew them. And then I realized later on they called them up on the phone and said, hey, this guy's asking about you.
1960s Austin Gangsters is out now and available in finer bookstores. Jesse Sublett has book signings on the 19th at South Congress Books and on the 23rd at Book People. For more details, visit our website, kut.org. For Arts Eclectic on KUT, I'm Michael Lee.